You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Now, even with this, I would not wish, well, maybe on some I would not wish having to interview Jeffrey Toobin on my worst enemy.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Jeffrey Toobin to talk about this and more. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hello, Allison.
It's been a while.
It has been a while, indeed.
I feel like we should address what's happened in the months since we've seen you, since some of our viewers may not know what has happened. So I guess I'll recap. I'll do the honors.
Help yourself.
Okay. In October, you were on a Zoom call with your colleagues from the New Yorker magazine. Everyone took a break for several minutes, during which time you were caught masturbating on camera. You were subsequently fired from that job after 27 years of working there. And you since then have been on leave from CNN. Do I have all that right?
You got it all right. Sad to say.
Yeah. Man. Well, yes, the Stroke by Billy Squire is the perfect song to play as the music intro to this topic. You're welcome. Why are you dying? Because it's like the perfect song to play.
It's all cringe.
Done this with Anthony Weiner before, too.
It's all cringe.
I just died 5,000 times having to. This is why, and welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash. Good to be with you. This is why I just hate the fact, damn you, Jeff Zucker, because I had to watch this as part of my job. I had to go back after this took place when I was on air, and I had to watch this. And I cannot even imagine this boardroom meeting where they're like, let's bring back the legal analyst who was caught jerking the gherkin while he's on a Zoom call with female colleagues. Let's bring him on and talk about how tough it's been for Jeff Toobin, you know, during a lockdown where people died, lots of people died. And let's talk about how tough it is for Jeff Toobin, who, by the way, is a colossal pervert. Pee Wee Herman gets blacklisted for being in a theater doing this. Jeff Toobin gets welcomed back at CNN after doing it on a Zoom call with female colleagues. I mean,
as chief legal analyst.
Yeah, he's the chief legal analyst. Someone was telling me, as a friend of mine, they were saying, well, you know, lots of people, but shut up. Shut up. Here's why I'm telling you to shut up. You do this when you're at work? Is this what you do at work? You're telling me the chief legal analyst is so desperate, he can't even wait to make sure that red light's off? Are you telling me this? This is not difficult technology, people. Did you read the story about the second grader who was able to skip school for like 3 weeks because he figured out how to fake out his teachers using Zoom? He's a second grader. This is like a 50-something-year-old man who's supposed to be this like legal scholar. He's on TV because he's supposedly smart. And she uses the Jay Leno line when Hugh Grant was caught with that hooker while he was engaged to someone like Liz Hurley, which is still mystifying, but whatever. It's amazing. They welcome this guy back. This was at his job. This was when he was working at his job and he's on a Zoom call. First off, I understand the concept of a TV mullet. Do you know what this is? I talk about this quite frequently. Sometimes when you see me on Fox and I look very business, I promise you I'm either wearing like Umbros or I'm wearing some like joggers or something, okay? And I may even have my slippers on. I've seen Sean Hannity in shorts before, wearing the jacket and all that stuff. It's a TV mullet. This is how people do, okay? It's how everybody does this. So I've seen, it's the TV mullet. It's business up top and total cash down below. It's how it is. Super casual. So it's not, it's not a big deal. The TV mullet always includes pants. You don't need to pray, Kane. I'm not going to. The TV mullet always includes pants. Somehow, Jeffrey Toobin, someone stole his britches. I don't know who, but somebody did. On a Zoom call. Now, my favorite thing about this interview, which was awful and I hated all of it except for one part. And the one part that I didn't hate was the hero in the background. Now, if you're watching the simulcast of the program, then you'll see it because we'll have it up there for you. I've tweeted it out. I tweeted it out yesterday. There's a guy who is in the back of the shot. It's one of those like shots in studio, and then they have the plexiglass behind, and then they're, you know, they like to give the sense that here's our editorial room, hard at work. And there's some dude in the back on his computer, and he's looking at the interview taking place before him like, what the heck? He is America. That gentleman in the background is America. That is America's expression right now. That's the best thing about the shot. You can't write that. That's hysterical. But what was the boardroom meeting like? So you got Zuck in there, Jeff Zucker, and you got the rest of them. And they're like, well, we're going to bring back Jeffrey Toobin. Oh, we are? We are? Okay. And let's get a woman to question him. I wonder, did she get to say no? I mean, now again, I have no reason to like this woman. She allowed guest after guest to refer to me as a murderer on her program. And then when I called her out for it, she indignantly invited me on and then tried to say that I lied, except there were so many receipts. Do you know why there were receipts? Because it was her show and she had these people on that did that. And there's a thing called YouTube that saves all the video of it. Now, even with this, I would not wish, well, maybe on some I would. I would not wish having to interview Jeffrey Toobin on my worst enemy. And can you imagine everything that's going on right now? G7, China, the lab leak, everything else. And they spent 10 minutes on a guy who got in trouble for yanking the crank.
The erection.
They got...
Sorry, I had to...
All this other stuff, they spent 10 minutes on this. This is CNN. They spent 10 minutes on this. Oh my gosh. I'm telling you what. This is why people make fun of the media. Because of stuff like this. They make fun of them because of stuff like this. Oh man. I tell you what. I just still can't believe it. And then did you hear Anthony Weiner apparently is back on one of those anonymous messaging apps? Dude, just stop. It's the same one that he got caught last time messaging some chick right after his wife had a baby. And he's like sending shirtless selfies of himself sitting next to his baby. He's sitting next to his baby and he's sending this chick shirtless pictures of himself. Oh man, you know he's a butt his face, right? You know that, Steve? That's a baby. That's a Gen X thing. Do you know what that means?
I have no idea.
Butterface. You know butt his face.
Oh, I know butterface. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's
the male version.
Although I would say he does look scrawny to me. He's very vascular looking. But I just was looking at it, and I'm like, oh, but his face. That's what I was thinking. You know it's true. Oh, man. He's got a face only a mother could love before she puts a pillow over it.
I've never wanted a commercial break worse than I do now.
I had to watch this for my job, so you're going to bear with me on this. Oh my gosh. Oh, you know, but you know it's true. And use the same damn name. You guys remember what he went as? Oh, Carlos Danger. It's like Carlos Danger sounds like Dora's methed out older cousin. It's like it's her. Carlos Danger. He literally is back on the same app. It's called Confide. He's on the same app that he was on And he had to register as a sex offender. And then he said that he's thinking about turning his, I can't even read you the messages because it sounds, it's so gross. It's like something Harvey Weinstein would text, thinking that he's being sexy. It's disgusting. It makes, like, I can just hear all of the ovaries like shrink from all the women in America. It's awful. So he served 15 months in prison because he's a sex pervert. He's a what they call him, sex pest. That's my favorite headline. He's a perv and a literally a sexual offender. And he was on this app Confide, and his name was Carlos Danger. Oh, and now he's back on Confide using the name Carlos Danger.
What?
Well, when you think with one thing, you know,
the erection.
I can't, man. It's just, yeah, he rejoined it. This is some Daily Mail. It's an encrypted messaging app. And why would he, I don't know why he would do that. Just the dumbest man alive. Dumbest man alive. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So a concerning headline as it relates to, and again, I'm always just, I like to have conversations about this stuff, and I just think that there's a lot, this shows there's a lot more information that we need and a lot of questions that need to be answered. So NBC, this is NBC, they're reporting a higher than usual number of cases of heart inflammation has been reported following coronavirus vaccination. CDC says that 226 cases have occurred in people younger than age 30. They're looking at, and these people have been hospitalized, they're looking at these cases. They said that it involves young men after their second dose of an mRNA vaccine. This is what the CDC said late yesterday afternoon. They said 226 cases of myocarditis or pericarditis after vaccination in people younger than 30 have been confirmed. This is the deputy director of the CDC's Immunization Safety Office. They did a presentation to the Food and Drug Administration Advisory Group. Further investigation is needed because they want to confirm whether or not it is a result of the vaccination, if it is related somehow to the vaccination or unrelated. So they're looking at all of this. But they said that teenagers and people in their early 20s accounted for more than half of the myocarditis cases reported to the CDC safety monitoring systems following the COVID vaccination. And so they said, and this is according to the CDC themselves, quote, we clearly have an imbalance. So that's a headline I wanted you to be aware of. We're going to talk more about that.
We did not find evidence that a potential presidential visit to the park or St. John's Church influenced the park police's decision-making or their deployment.
Oh, goodness. That was the Interior Department IG who was like, you remember all that stuff that y'all were saying? It's some BS. Y'all was wrong. So I'm just a messenger. I'm just relaying that information. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. Yeah, very, They lied to people for a long time. We talked about this yesterday. They're still kind of avoiding it. Have you noticed that there's like no corrections that have been issued? They're still lying to you too, by the way. I mean, they lie to you and they're still lying to you. We have a supercut. It's like super not. really, except Supercut with media. Listen to this. Listen to some of this.
Now, you might wonder, why did the police, why were they ordered to move on protesters at that moment? Obviously, the president wanted a photo op.
I mean, for a photo op? To make way for a White House photo op.
Lafayette Square photo op. To clear out these protesters from Lafayette Park so the president could have this photo op.
The president wanted peaceful protesters, the kind he said he just supports. He wanted them out of the way for his photo op.
And it was President Trump sending a message that he feels good about today, looking at these images. He wanted to show that he could move Americans physically out of the way to do this photo op.
And his administration's violent clearing of a peaceful protest for a photo op.
Clear them out with gas and go in there with batons. They do so for the simple reason that the president wants to walk across Pennsylvania Avenue through Lafayette Park to go have a photo op.
Even if it meant tear gassing peaceful protesters, hitting them with flashbangs, pepper spray, and rubber bullets, somebody handed the president that Bible, and then he stood there, and that was it. That was the photo op.
The force was used, as I said the day before, to clear the president's way to St. John's Church for that photo op.
There is 100% zero correlation between our operation and the president's visit to the church.
Yeah, except when it's not. When it's not, when the IG comes out and says, hey, guess what? He didn't. All the media saying this stuff. They're still lying to you, though. That's the thing. Not a single one of these people who were talking about this, not a single one of them were there in D.C. Now, remember, these were the same people who didn't want to report the fact that those rioters had legit set fire to that church the night before. They set fire to a church.
Peaceful protesters.
Peaceful protesters, though. Peaceful protesters. Just a little fire. You know, it's a little fire. It's okay. It's just a little bit of fire. Set fire to a church. Church that didn't hurt nobody. I'm fine with peaceful protest. I myself have engaged in peaceful protest. I can't even count.
Did you ever set fire to anything?
No, I've organized them before. And we've marched in the streets before. Never would I ever endorse violence or property destruction as a protected form of speech. And if I saw anybody doing it that supposedly was going to stand with me, oh, hell no. You don't sit here and you don't carry out injustice as a way to accomplish justice. How is committing injustice, raising awareness for injustice, except to make it show everybody that you're the one committing it? I never understood that. That's the whole reason he went over there in the first place. And everyone was angrier that someone handed Trump a Bible, and before he looked at it, he held it up and it was upside down. They were angrier at him over that than they were people burning down a church. Unbelievable. It's like, good heavens. Yeah, there. But the press is still, they're still lying. They weren't there. They saw it on TV. But I'm telling you, it's sad.
For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
All right. You know what time it is. Just go ahead. Hit me. Hit me.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, I really want to share this one, but at the same time, I don't want to. So, I'm going to start with this guy who found a 7-foot gator inside the post office. Can you imagine? I'm here for the mail. Spring Hill Post Office in Hernando County. They said that, I love how this article starts at Local 10. They say neither rain nor snow nor gloom of night will stop the U.S. Postal Service, but an alligator could. True. Somebody stopped by the post office about 3:30 a.m. Wednesday morning of this week. They said to drop off a package, saw the 7-foot gator roaming around the lobby. It has an automatic double door that allows for off-hours entry. So this gator... I did not know, by the way, that Florida literally has an alligator hotline for stuff like this. That is how many gators are in Florida. They have an alligator hotline. I'm not kidding you. When I was at the airport, when we came into Tampa, I had not been into Florida more than, 5 minutes, and I already saw a gator. I saw a gator in the waterway when I was taking that little thing over to where the baggage claim is. All right. So this... okay. A Florida man in Naples says he called 911 to complain about the number of nuggets that were in his chicken McDonald's order. And he said that they had gotten his order wrong twice. And he apparently called 911 three times. So police showed up to arrest him because you can't abuse the 911 operating system, right? If you call and you're a nuisance, that's actually a charge and they can arrest you. So that's what they did. But then he told on himself because as they were loading him in the car, he said, and this is literally according to the affidavit, the police report, and the cocaine, he said, as he was being loaded into the back of a Collier County Sheriff's Patrol car. He said that I can't read this sentence. He said he had cocaine. He goes, quote, I have cocaine in my butt. That's what he said. That was a direct quote from the police report. I swear to you. Stay with us.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.